Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kirk Dorn, and here's what's happening. This weekend is the beginning of what is predicted to be the busiest holiday travel season in more than 20 years. The roads and airport are expected to be packed with people headed to their destinations. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
The AAA says 90% of travelers are going to their destinations by way of car. That's up 2% from last year. The worst time to travel is between noon and 8 p.m. The best time is before 11 a.m. any day during the holiday season. Jaina Tidwell is with AAA Public Affairs.
Post-pandemic, travel has rebounded significantly each and every year. People do not want to give up that time with family and friends. And at the year-end holidays, where many people have between 10 days and maybe 2 weeks to work with, they may even squeeze in a destination vacation in the same amount of time.
Air travel is up 1.6% from last year, and AAA advises those headed to the airport to get there 2 to 3 hours before a flight's departure.
KYW's John McDevitt there. Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker has signed an executive order pledging to create 1,000 new shelter beds. It's an effort to end street homelessness. It was the highlight of a two-hour-plus presentation at Temple that the mayor calls the state of the city. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb was there.
Gideon Elementary students danced. The city's chief cultural officer sang. High-ranking city officials appeared in videos. Others gave speeches, always including thanks and praise for Mayor Parker, who spoke for more than an hour herself about her administration's accomplishments in 2025.
Sherelle Parker is a doer. My job is to get the work done. I don't care what title I have, we have to do the work.
She got several standing ovations from the invited crowd as she boasted of decreasing crime, cleaner streets, new innovations such as the recovery facility at Riverview and the College for Municipal Employees, and she set herself a new challenge.
I commit to you on this day as mayor of this city that we will bring 1,000 new beds online this winter to help end street homelessness.
That report prepared by KYW's Pat Loeb. Montgomery County's Wissahickon School District says they are in the process of terminating the contract of an elementary school principal after he was recorded making anti-Semitic remarks while leaving a voicemail to a school parent. District Superintendent Dr. Mwinya Wadawan says that Philip Letty, the principal of Lower Gwinnett Elementary School, was leaving a voicemail for a parent when he thought the call was disconnected and then engaged in a conversation with a staffer.
And the fact that an administrator in our district would make the remarks that were made on this call, on this recording, is beyond deeply concerning.
The district says that school staffer is on administrative leave. In the voicemail, Principal Letty suggests that the parent has, quote, Jew money, and uses tropes that Jews are bankers and lawyers while deriding the students' summer camp as, quote, Jew camp. The Jewish Federation of Greater Philadelphia says those stereotypes have historically been used to demean, marginalize, and endanger Jewish people. They are calling for more training to address systemic issues, which the Wissahickon District says they are offering. Philadelphia police have released new video surveillance as they look for the person who shot and killed a woman whose remains were found in Frankfurt back in the summer of 2024. KYW's Nigel Thompson has those details.
It was just after 10 p.m. on June 23rd, 2024, when Philadelphia police found the remains of 22-year-old Anastasia Stangrit on Griscom Street, around the corner from the Erit Transit Center in Frankfurt. She suffered from a single gunshot wound to her head, and police say her body was in an advanced stage of decomposition. Authorities have had little to go on for a year and a half, and her death remains unsolved. However, on Friday, police released new street surveillance video that shows Stangrit walking in the area of Penn and Erit Streets just days before she was found dead a block away on Griscom. In some of the videos, she's seen walking with a man whose head is blurred out. Police are asking anyone with information about Stangrit's death or information about anyone seen in the new surveillance video to reach out to the Philadelphia Police Department's homicide unit. Tips can also go to the department's tip line, 215-686-TIPS.
And that's KYW's Nigel Thompson. And that's the All Local. I'm Kirk Dorn. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.